Home Care. How can I help you?
How do I do it where if I want to add someone as my caregiver? Well, I'm going to be their caregiver.
Sure. So you have a family member that you want to work for and be paid?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure. Is that family member with Medicaid?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Give me just a minute. Do you have the date of birth so I can pull up the Medicaid information?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The date of birth is 10/23/1955.
Okay, give me just a minute. Hold on. And which county is that?
Monroe.
Which one?
You said county?
The county, yeah. Where does the patient live?
Oh, I live in Atlanta. That's where it's going to be at.
Is that in Philadelphia?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, in Georgia. Okay, sure. Sorry, I'm just pulling up the information here. Give me just a minute. Okay, so what's the patient's first name?
Michael.
M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yes.
Okay, last name?
Crutchfield, C-R-U-T-C-H, F-I-E-L-D.
F-I-E-L-D. And that's a male, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what's date of birth, once again?
10/23/1955.
Okay. I want to just make sure I have the correct spelling. I have... For the last name, C-R-U-P-C-H.
No, C-R-U-T, crutch. C-R-U-T-C-H-F-I-E-L-D.
Sorry, can you repeat?
C-R-U-T-C-H-F-I-E-L-D.
H-F-I-E-O-D or E-L-D?
E-L-D, like field.
And I have C as in Charlie, R, U, P as in Peter?
No.
T as in Tom?
Yes.
Okay.
C-R-U-T-C-H-F-I-E-L-D.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, got it. Perfect. Okay, yes, I have the information here. They have Medicaid and Medicare, which is good. So they should be eligible for this service. You know what? So now I just have a few quick questions so I can get the patient in our system, and then I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over to the intake department, and they're going to guide you further. All right?
Okay.
What's the patient's phone number?
404.
Mm-hmm.
604.
Mm-hmm.
9888.
Okay. And what about the address?
My address or?
The patient's address.
That's already on file.
What, like,
well,
what
I'm going to use I'm going to use my address, 1296.
No, I need to know the address where the care is going to be, like where the patient lives.
Oh, 1296 Moreland Avenue.
Moreland?
Southeast. Yes, M-O-R-E-L-A-N-D.
That is Southeast GA. Atlanta, Georgia, 30316, right?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
And that's in DeKalb County, right?
Huh?
DeKalb County, correct?
Yes.
Oh. Do you know the name of the patient's PCP, the primary care provider?
Huh?
Do you know the name of the patient's doctor?
No.
No? Okay, that's fine. Any emergency phone number that I can put on file?
You said emergency phone number?
Yeah. Emergency contact?
Can it be me?
It can be you, yeah. And you're going to be the aide as well?
Yes, the person, the caregiver.
Yeah. All right. So what is your name?
Nellie Cooley, N-E-L-L-I-E.
Okay.
And last name, Cooley, C-O-O-L-E-Y.
Okay, perfect. And what's your relationship to the patient?
I'm the daughter.
Daughter. Oh. And your phone number would be 678-898.
0061.
Okay, perfect. And do you live together?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now I have just a few quick questions. What is the patient's medical condition?
Like medical condition?
Yeah.
He gets SSI, so he's disabled.
Okay. Does he have any diagnosis?
I don't think he, take medication. I think, yeah, because he do have high blood pressure, so I know he take medicine for that.
So, my question is, what does he need help with?
Assistance in general, because he can barely walk.
Oh, okay. He has high blood pressure. Anything else, any conditions?
No.
Okay, needs assistance, getting around and getting to appointments, right?
Yes.
Meals, medical, okay. And does the patient own or rent his home?
Huh?
Does the patient own or rent his home?
Rent.
Rent. And does he have food stamps?
Yes.
Okay. Did he have any recent falls or hospitalizations?
Recent what?
Did he recently fall?
What is it? Recently, I can't. It keeps going in and out.
He fell.
Not recently, no.
No. Okay. And was he recently in the hospital?
Yes.
For how long and why?
I think it was a week or two, and it was his blood pressure.
He ever had home care services before?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Okay, I'm just jotting down all the information. Give me just a minute. Do you have his social security number?
One moment.
Sure.
Do I need it? Because I don't have it right now.
You don't have it on the moment? Okay, that's fine. So you can give it to us later, like after the call. You can look for it and then give us a call back with it. Do you know how much he receives from SSI monthly?
I think he received like $1,000.
$1,000?
Or $800.
Okay, I'm going to put in like $1,000 range. And should I put in your phone number as the point of contact? Should we reach out to you if we have any questions?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to check if someone is available to take your call from the intake department so they can guide you further, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Bella is available to take your call. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you, okay?
Okay.
Have a great day. It was great talking to you.
Me too.